and spend the night when you like. All right, baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash. I'm never uninviting your ex. You laugh, baby, crash. Set the bar for the pack, because we already dead.
Already.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. 5 years ago, Winter Storm Uri knocked out power across much of Texas during a frigid cold snap.
It was a statewide traumatic experience for millions of Texans, but for specific groups of disabled people, the loss of heat had extra layers of danger.
In her new book, Disabled Power, Angela Frederick of the University of Texas at El Paso shares what some of them endured during the disaster. She says some people with chronic conditions like MS suffer severe pain and lose mobility during extreme heat or cold.
So some of the people I interviewed weren't able to get out of their beds during the days that they went without heat in their homes because their bodies just shut down.
And some people with spinal cord injuries cannot regulate their body temperature, so exposure to the cold can be life-threatening. Power outages also threaten those who need electricity to power wheelchairs or medical devices like ventilators. So as climate change causes more extreme weather, Frederick says communities and government should partner with disability groups to better understand the risks and plan how to protect people. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
How would that be in any kind of job where I think that I'm stealing from people when I'm supposed to be an advocate for them?
For a second, please allow me to speak freely. If you see someone always winning, he not gambling, he's cheating. At least that's what I heard. Now apply that to each greedy so-and-so that feeds off of shallow minds that don't think deeply. Battle minds, call me what you call me. I got n- dead, paranoid, press and play on this. I think you the feds, little boy with fabricated stories, acting like they men. That is not your brand. You acting like your man. Lie again, all I got in talk. Lie again. Body easy coat. Lie again. Money in the boat. Lie again. Stop sending people up. Line, line. West side pivot. Sliding in. I don't need no help, no higher hand. Get my heart to this. No Iron Man. I'm about to look up your whole entire plan. From a land where they want to get high and dance. I ain't high and mighty though I'm one of them. But now they all got a gun in hand and they don't believe in no fighting stance. All they jump is that's kind of way. I'm from 101. Slight flex. But I'm watching everything burn down. What else left but fire back? Eyes wide if he up in your sight. See him trying to gain, but what you gave? Ask what it take, I'ma save your life. You don't get it overnight. Love to the west side. Oh, it's yeah. Love to the west side. Friends gone, I'm aight. Back home on a flight. Red eye overnight. In the city, but I think y'all need the beginning, so follow along because I represent to serve as a brief family history. See, I'm from a long line of musicians, but the west side of Chicago, we different. That's why everything I do got intention. Like, you know what I went through trying to get it. Let me take you to my mama's side, but we ain't have a penny like Spotify. My cousin Reese just made yah, yah. It ain't a rap that I idolize. I ran this shit back like 1,000 times behind my grandma back, cause your cousin cussing. But to me, it really wasn't nothing. Pivot gang, got a homie name up. Really though, the basement changed, whole city know. First they hate, then go to your show. First name basis, you know, then you know it. I am not your little bro. Took that ish all over the globe with Pivot. But my dude Wiz who gave me a shot, I'm really the West Side Wizard. Let me define that. Well, West Side bound my tire flag. That's when I invented kayak. Ain't no circumstance.
Nano. I hit Austin like South by Southwest. About 9, so the crew gon' blow. Throwing fists like a Maldi to outlet. Big pivoting if you don't know. Hit the pavement, the stage, anywhere we at. Know the name, what we said, there, yell it back. Only the strong survive. From the neck of the woods that we come from. All through the city we run, run 4 feet and get fired like it's four from. Raps in the basement like chicken them. Brothers from the start with the genesis. From couches to Carolyn's limitless. One thing that has never been bigger than pivot.
Hey, Westside bound my tire flag. That's when I'm finna kayak.
Ain't no circumstance stopping us, nigga.
Pick a motion, hit the globe, then I'm
alright, so we gon' walk you through this Westside,
yeah. Just my gold, I ain't buy that.
It's real simple, Reese, where you at? We gon' go like, yeah, yeah. That's the sound that they make up in the town when somebody about to, yeah, yeah. Since nobody else wanna do it, I guess I gotta put my city on the map. Yeah, yeah, it's bigger than rap. From a place where hope you can come around. Yeah, yeah, when you hear the sound. Yeah, yeah, it's about to go down. Yeah, yeah, that's the sound that they make up in the town when somebody about to, yeah, yeah. Since nobody else wanna do it, I guess I gotta put my city on the map. Yeah, yeah, it's bigger than rap. From a place where hope you can come around.
What up, CJSF? You're tuned in to 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. That's
Vincent.
And that's
Marcus.
And once again, we have two extra guests. Introduce yourselves.
No yell.
And no yell. We have two extra guests. Introduce yourselves, Kevin and Steven.
All right, I'm Kevin. As I said before, I'm a student at Burnaby. I'm also a musician. I play in a rock band. I love making music, listening to music, and collecting physical records of music.
What's up? I'm Steven. You don't need to know anything else about me.
All right, perfect. That's all we need to know about Steven.
I love you, Steven.
And like I said at the beginning, this is our last show today, so we're here to give a quick recap of everything that we've done so far. First, we started off with the origins of our name of Young Artist Bedroom, where we talk about nothing but the struggles of being a young artist or how much we love music. And before we go a little bit further, I would like to talk about some of the struggles with the name. I personally struggled when we were supposed to come up with a name, right? I was kind of struggling with the theme of what our show was going to be, right? Because we're all young artists. That's something we all obviously have in common, right? We all make music. But I had no idea what the topic was going to be. My first idea was that we can have a back and forth argument show with literally rap and rock, because those are our main two categories, right? Those are the main two categories that we focus on within this show. So that was my first idea. We could have like a Run DMC versus Aerosmith kind of thing going on. You know, the Walk This Way. You guys know that song? Of course they know that song. And take it a little bit further, some of the other struggles that we've had, I don't know about you guys, but some hardships for me at the beginning was that we had a limited library within our show. Anybody else struggle with that?
Well, yeah. You just have to learn how to search through.
Exactly. You know what? At the beginning, it felt like a struggle, but after a while, you kind of got into it, and it just felt more like an opportunity to learn new music, really.
I think the thing about that is, a lot of music is good on the second listen, but not the first.
When it's on your first listen, you got like a little bit more bias towards certain songs. Like, it's not what I wanted to listen to, because it's something new, right? It's something new to you.
I feel like there aren't enough Trojan Opponent albums around here.
Oh my goodness, Marcus. That is all you would try playing within this show, bro. I swear, every show you tried sneaking is Children of Bodom song in there, bro.
Why don't we listen to one right now?
No. Hold it. Pump the brakes, little boy. Pump the brakes. We just listened to a couple of our favorite songs today. Vinny, you picked a couple of your favorite songs from this program, right?
Yes, I did.
What were those songs? Do you remember?
One was called Auguries of Guilt from, I think the band was called The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm Not Afraid to Die Anymore.
Okay.
Really, yeah, they have a cool sound.
Yeah.
And some of the other ones, I think one was from a band called Wombo, if I remember correctly.
Okay, right on. See, that's what I was talking about. Like, it's a limited library, and it might not be what we're expecting or what we're hoping for, but it's just an opportunity to learn some music. It's like figuring out playlist music, right? You got to listen to something to, you know something, no? Do I know what I'm talking about? Does it sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Perfect. I make perfect sense?
Yeah.
Kevin, you're lying to me, bro. You're lying to me.
I'm not lying. My nose is not growing, man.
I'm not lying. My nose is not growing. Is that right? Well, here, look. Let me ask you guys a couple questions, okay? If you guys were to have your own show, what would it be called?
You know, it's a pretty hard question, but if I really thought about it, I think the perfect name for a show for us would be Tyler's Basement. Kevin, you want to give a little backstory behind that?
Yeah, I think we kind of had this topic come up before.
Okay.
But it's kind of a personal deep cut for us because Tyler's Basement is where my band started at. Tyler is the drummer of our band. That's where we make music. Mm. That's where we rehearse. We play songs.
Okay.
We play video games. And we just enjoy ourselves, you know?
Mm.
We have a lot of fun. That's where we cook up the sauce and put it on pizza. Nice.
Put it on.
Yeah.
That's where they cook up the sauce and put it on pizza. Is that right?
That's also
so the all props go to Tyler, then, no?
Yeah, yeah.
All props. Not your skill, though. Not your skill, right?
Right.
Of course, you got the skill. You acquired the skill on your own, right? He didn't teach you everything. He's not your mentor. He's not your master, your sensei, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's where your original lab was, if you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, right on. And what about you, Steven? Why would it... Is Tyler one of the... let's go with a mentor for you. Is he the lead of your band there?
He's not necessarily lead of my band, but he's definitely a mentor type figure. He's taught me a lot that I know on the drums.
Okay,
an amazing friend of mine.
Mm.
And I just think that, you know, it's a great memento to him.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. We're about to hop into our next song, "Kissing the Shadows" by Children of Bodom.
Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
What up, CJSF? You're tuned into 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is
Vincent.
And that's...
I don't know what this show is.
And that's Marcus. And I believe Kevin, Steven, I think you're going to have to get him some tissues, my friends.
Yeah, we need some tissues for
we
the
need
guy.
Some tissues. Okay, we're going to... We'll be
it's
back
okay,
with the tissues.
Man.
Yeah, like we said, today is our last day.
Okay, so good.
This is a bit of a tough time for us, but we've enjoyed all our time here. We've enjoyed all the learning experiences with the control panels, the Serato library, and fun fact, I believe that the SFU music library has one of the biggest physical copies of physical catalogs of one of the biggest catalogs of physical music in Canada, which is honestly quite surprising. Yeah, unless it was BC. It might have been BC.
No, it's the biggest physical media catalog across of all of Western Canada.
Are you absolutely positive?
Yeah, that's what Jesse
so
told
we
us.
Can quote you on that?
Yeah.
We're going to put that all over
all
over the social media platforms.
All over
all
Kyle.
Over Instagram.
We're going to graffiti
everywhere.
But all over Kyle.
Precisely. Vinny, what are you going to be sad about leaving today?
It's been a fun time, and it's sad that it's ending.
It is very, very
Marcus
sad.
Marcus is up to some shenanigans.
He is up to some shenanigans. Marcus is always up to something crazy.
Yeah,
always.
But it's been fun. The radio has taught me a lot.
Okay.
It's opened my eyes to a lot of great music.
Yeah,
that I would
absolutely.
Have found otherwise.
Added music to the playlist already. I've already added, I got Miso Extra on my playlist. I've got the Dirty Sample on my playlist. And I think I'm going to do that. One of those last tracks we played was called You Don't Need a Reason to Call by Baby G. In other words, and Baby Girl.
I gotta check out that on that Tibetan techno funk.
The Tibetan techno funk, is that right?
Yeah. Put that guitar down.
Want to know why we told you to put that guitar down, Vinny?
Why?
Because we're about to hop into our next song. Peace out. This has been Young Artist Bedroom. Once again, my name is Kyle. This is
Vincent.
And that's
Marcus.
And who are our two guests of the day?
Oh, that's Yale.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Kevin.
You're damn right. And it's been quite a good journey. We appreciate everything that CJSF has brought to us, all the hardships, all the good times. Oh, in conclusion, we've had a good time.
We love you all.
See ya.
Peace.
It's just a combination of us.
surface.